This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, amid all of this jockeying for position, though, all eyes are on the Sabah and Sarawak political parties, who could be the kingmakers of the situation right now. Yesterday, Sarawak Chief Minister Datuk Patinggi Abang Johari Tun Oping said that GPS, Gabungan Parti Sarawak, would support whomever is appointed by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong as Prime Minister. And at the same time, he emphasised that GPS will not compromise on Sarawak rights. So the party previously came out to say it fully supports to Dr. Mahathir as Prime Minister for a full term. So, at the end of the day, which way will the Sarawak and Sabah parties lean? For some analysis, we have on the line with us Professor James Chin, Director of the Asia Institute at the University of Tasmania. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Professor. Before we zoom into the individual states, would you say that Sabah and Sarawak are the kingmakers in the current political scenario, or could other parties still tip the balance?
Good morning. The short answer is yes and no, because everything is very fluid now. So they're doing a numbers game now. So, of course, they'll consider Sabah and Sarawak very important. Collectively, they will have about close to 60 MPs. But the problem is that the interests of GPS and the interests of Warisan are quite different. But generally speaking, Sarawak parties always try to go with whoever is the winner. So right now, because the situation is so fluid, they will be taking a wait-and-see attitude. So that's the reason why last night GPS issued a statement said that they'll wait for the decision of the king.
So it's very interesting because Sarawak's GPS had earlier said it supports Tun Dr. Mahathir as Prime Minister. And what do you think are the reasons for GPS's to favour Tun Mahathir over Dato' Sri Anwar?
Right. So the reason why GPS issued a statement that they will support Mahathir was because 24 hours ago, Mahathir was seen to be the lead candidate to set up a new government. So now Anwar has put his hand in the ring, the situation has changed. So that's the reason why I mentioned earlier that they normally would try to go with the winner. So early on, it was quite clear that Mahathir was the winning horse. So that's the reason why they came out with a statement to back Dr. Mahathir.
Now, GPS, of course, is made up of several component parties. Are they fully in consensus, or could we actually see some breakaways among them?
No, GPS is quite solid. So in terms of the 18 MPs, my understanding is that they'll probably go as a bloc. I think they do understand that that the political dynamics in Kuala Lumpur now is all about numbers. So the bigger you are, the easier it is to deal. That's the first reason. The second reason why they're probably solid as a bloc is Sarawak, unlike Sabah, is facing a state election very soon. So they better behave themselves and work as a bloc. Otherwise, they'll be in big trouble.
Now, James, turning to Sabah and Parti Warisan, they've been aligned to Pakatan Harapan since GE14. Although they initially gave their backing to Tun Mahathir, do you also see them throwing their support behind Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim along with their PH partners?
No, they're more likely to choose Mahathir. But I think, like Sarawak, they will take a wait-and-see attitude now. I think for the whole country, not just Sabah and Sarawak, I think for the whole country, we're basically waiting for some sort of announcement from the Istana. I think at the end of the day, the king has the constitutional duty to advise the prime minister on the next step.
So
I think it doesn't really matter what everybody wants to do. At the end of the day, it's all about the numbers game. Mahathir will go to the king and tell him he's got this number of MPs backing him. Anwar will do the same. And it's really up to the king to decide whether he believes them. Otherwise, he will have to advise them to hold a general election.
So what we know now is Tun Mahathir's speech yesterday. So before we let you go, what do you make out of that speech?
Oh, nothing. The speech is nothing new. The fact that he was trying to form a unity government, I think most of Malaysia knew about it by the end of Monday. I think basically he was laying out his position. Anwar's PC was much more interesting because that was the first official confirmation that DAP had made a U-turn and that Pakatan Harapan was still solid. If you remember, 24 hours earlier, DAP held quite an emotional press conference announcing that they had a meeting with Mahathir and they will support him. But 24 hours later, they turned around and said that we're still solidly behind Pakatan Harapan and will nominate Anwar Ibrahim to be the Prime Minister.
So, James, very quickly, who do you think will be the next Prime Minister?
Okay. If I was a betting man, I would bet on the 95-year-old man.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, James. That was Professor James Chin, Director of the Asia Institute at the University of Tasmania. Now, up next, we are taking a bit of a breather from the political drama and turning to the questions of what's your favourite K-pop band worth? Now, that's going to be happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.